Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.
Aneke Jacobs. Aneke, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start from
morning.
Yes, thank you so much for coming through and making time to talk to us. Let's take it back. It's such an amazing event just to read about. How did the concept all come together and how long has it been in place?
It started about 3 years ago that I got introduced to the owners of the Whip Collection that's at the Whip Nature Reserve as Overberg MT Events, and they asked me to host an event at the Nature Reserve. So I must say, since then, it's just become a huge success story. I think mountain biking in South Africa is growing to a large extent, and people are more looking at pristine getaways to go to. So I think the uniqueness of the event has just, captured everyone in the industry.
Yeah,
especially in these times.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, recent times have been very hard on the industry and the mountain bike industry. It's put our sort of smaller event group companies in a better position, whereas we could sustain a small amount of entries and make the event more bespoke and special. And obviously, events such as the Whip Nature of the Whip Slay mountain bike experience is more than just a mountain bike event. It's more about the weekend, spending time with family and friends, riding with wildlife, the beautiful, sea views. So it's quite a number of factors that contributed to the success of the event, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about these trying times. I mean, it's not only about mountain biking by the sound of it. There's also elements of tourism involved. How difficult was it to plan this year's event, particularly with COVID in mind and what we've been through with the tourism industry suffering quite a lot?
Yes, well, I think what's been really hard is that overseas tourism wasn't allowed. So I think a lot of destinations, especially a nature reserve like the Whip, have realized that, to attract local South Africans to the nature reserve, you need to think out of the box, which has been, I think, a good thing on one hand, because people were traveling and booking accommodation at this place, instead of, going overseas or spending their time elsewhere. It's really one of the places on the coastline that very few people know about, South African people know about. I'm surprised, when people call me to say, where is this place?
Yeah.
They've never been there. So I must say, yes, I think the service at the Whip, the friendliness, everything contributes to the success of the recent event. So it wasn't hard to plan. We just had to limit numbers.
No, fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, we're looking at the 20th to 22nd of August this year.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
so right. We pray that at that time, with vaccination, herd immunity, everything will probably start to look rosy again. But talk to us about what happens then. I mean, it's a Friday, the 20th. What happens if you're a first-time person going there, for the first time? What happens from the arrival?
Basically, what happens from the arrival is people register and they book accommodation. We've got a sunset ride late afternoon, so people just, just a warm-up ride of about 20 kilometers, and then they have dinner at the restaurant at the Whip, at the Shed. So then it's actually quite a festive and a nice atmosphere for everyone, just to, become aware of where they are and get introduced to other friends. And then the Saturday is a ride, about a 55-kilometer ride to the north of the Slayer, and we access private land outside of the Whip as well. And then the Sunday is about a 62 kilometers. That's towards Portberg and Falkrans, and riders get to see some of the whales migrating in season on the coastline. So, yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful setting. Eland, Bontebok, ostriches, you ride past them, and basically the whole, you know, setting, the everything that you experience is something out of the ordinary.
No, absolutely. And I would imagine that, is this the time for the whales to come out of the year, or are they normally just spotted around?
No, they not normally. The time for migration is about from June to October, but I think July, August, it's very prominent. You can see them along the coastline, and I've actually been there a few times. It's absolutely amazing to see them. I think 2 years ago they counted over almost 1,000 whales migrating in the area. So yes, a lot of specialness in the Rip Fly and the Rip Nature Reserve. Yes.
Yeah, I must say it's quite a stretch. I mean, the kilometers covered, but it's not a race, really. It's an experience, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's an experience. Well, if you talk about the kilometers, remember, if you're talking about mountain biking, it's completely different to running, for example. So 55 kilometers is not really wrong. The terrain is quite tough because it's limestone at places. So it's not your usual single track route that you will have in most mountain bike events. It's almost like cycling in, I would say, Croatia. But it is challenging, and I would say, not for the average rider. You need to be reasonably fit to ride it.
Yeah.
But what makes it nice is you don't have to race. So we're introducing Strava timing, which is a great concept. So we don't have formal timing, but Strava timing. So you can actually, if you don't want to race, you can just ride it. And if there are people that would like to race, then they can follow the leaderboards on Strava. Mm. So it's just an app that you download and you record your...
Wow.
So,
yeah, sounds like a very scenic route indeed. But now, from the start, what's been the uptake like from those who came back the first time? I'm sure they keep coming back for more.
I must say, I've had people coming back, and then I've got obviously new people interested, you know, checking out the event. But the feedback I've had from everyone has been totally amazing. And I think, again, what I would say is the staff, the management, William and Nini Stevens, are absolutely amazing, amazing people that run the De Whip Nature Reserve. The staff is incredible. The service you get is absolutely outstanding. Mm. And the accommodation is special. So it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, you get mountain bike events where the accommodation is not that great, or the setting is not. But De Whip is absolutely a first-class establishment and getaway, definitely.
Is there a limited number of people that you can afford to accommodate for this year's event? Because I anticipate that if all goes well, you know, with herd immunity, that most people would be itching to get out, and you might have more interest, you know?
Well, at the moment, you know, the COVID regulations for our event organizers are basically that you can have an outdoor gathering. This will probably change within the next few weeks. You know, we're all waiting to hear from what the regulations are and what the restrictions are. So depending on the limited numbers, you know, you will just take the, get the uptake from the riders. Mm. But I must say, the fact that we don't have erected tents, so people can stay in their cottages and suites, so they're spread out, they're not bundled into one big group. So you can have staggered starts where you have people starting it at a different time or in their own time, so there's never a congestion of people. But yes, so we obviously have to see what's happening in the next month or two. People are planning events ahead. Well, we have to, because we're event organizers. We just have to keep to the current restrictions and levels.
It's true. And, I'm sure you've got marshals, because if I'm going to see a spectacle of whales, I'm going to stop, and others might stop to watch with me. But I'm sure marshals are on the route as well to make sure that, guys, let's not do it this way. Let's do it that way, so we keep in line with the regulations.
So the routes are marked, what makes it easy, so you don't have to wait for someone, so you can ride at your own pace. riders are never on top of each other. I mean, in a small event, you will never get a lot of riders on top of each other. They all spread out from the start.
Mm.
So I would not say that in the whip, for example, you ever have a build-up of riders bumping into each other. So we normally have guides. So riders can choose to stay with the guides, or they can ride in their own time and in their own pace. They don't have to stay. That's why it's easier to mark the routes.
Yeah.
So people can just go ahead, or the slower ones can start at the back.
Nice one, nice one. And how much are we talking?
Sure, this year's event, I think it's almost 3,600. I'm sorry, I don't have the, not on the entry portal right now.
Yeah.
But you can just follow the website.
Okay.
That's www.overbergmtbevents.co.za, and you choose the RIP. The Whip Fly MTB experience.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Like you said, organizing wasn't that much of a headache, but I'm sure with anticipation, you're also a bit anxious but excited as well, just to overcome people, to welcome back people and just have this event back again.
Yes, well, I do find that people are longing to have personal, you know, experiences with friends that they need to get out. And the Whip is one of those places that, especially South Africans, need to follow up with. You know, as I said, it's sometimes people don't even, they didn't know about the RIP. So people they do want to get out, they do want to socialize in a sort of distant way. But they, with all these virtual events happening, people are still not having that personal experience.
Yeah.
So yes, people are longing for it and asking me. If there are any entries available still, so, but there is definitely yes.
Mm.
So, no, it's an amazing experience, and I would say one of the top events, destination events in South Africa to attend.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like
in these times, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Mm.
Now, again, that website address, what is it?
The website address is www.overberg.com. MTBEvents.co.za.
Got it.
So we have three events. That's the Stanford Mountain Bike Classic, we've got the Great Escape, and we've got the De Whip Fly Mountain Bike Experience.
Nice one, Annika. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Sounds really, really spectacular. And
thank you.
I think it's something worth seeing. You know, they say you must run, every South African must run the Comrades at least once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I think they must also ride on this route at least once in a lifetime. But thank you so much.
Oh, they definitely have to.
Yeah.
We'd love to see some of you there soon.
Absolutely. Thank you
come
so much.
Come and visit the Whip Collection.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you, Annika. All the best.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.